أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. Today yesterday that the first 83 ayats were revealed in answer to the Christians of Najran who had come to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first point of debate was that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is God himself. Therefore they worship Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the reason for that they gave, one was that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam brings the dead back to life. The second is that he gave those people who were very ill, he gave them shifa, people who were paralyzed, who had leprosy, who were blind. Thirdly, that he told them of the things of the unseen, and all that is proof that only God, Allah, does that. And the fourth thing was that he used to make birds of clay and blow on them and they should become living and fly. So all that according to them was proof that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah, and therefore they worship him as Allah. And the one answer is in the Quran Sharif, all that, wherever it is mentioned, the Quran admits all this, but says the Izni, all that he did by the permission and the command of Allah Ta'ala. However, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam answered them, and this is one point that we should also learn, whether it is arguments we have in the house with the wife, with children, with friends, at the workplace, wherever it is, we have our arguments, our points, and we usually think we are very right. But when they are put to the test, then it is found out what the value of those points. Just like in a court case, a person prepares all his defense. But with a strong public prosecutor, when he cross-examines him, then all your arguments just seem to fall away, that you have nothing to stand on. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first question he put to them, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to you, he is God. And Allah Ta'ala is that being which they also had to admit, and they believed like that, that there is no one and nothing that is like Allah Ta'ala. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has got features, he's got a face, he's got eyes, he's got ears, nose, everything. And all that are like human features. And Allah is not like a human being. Allah is completely different. So if he is God, how come he has got all these features? Allah Ta'ala is, Allah hasn't got any features like a face, etc. So he cannot be God. They admitted that, but right till the end, they did not accept. They admitted, they knew. They had no answer. But when Iman is only from Allah Ta'ala, when Allah gives a person Iman with proof, without proof, he brings Iman. But if your Iman is not from Allah, then you can have all the proof, you can be convinced, but you don't bring Iman. The second point is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented to them that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to die also. And Allah Ta'ala is that being who does not die, he is ever living. He was since ever, he is forever. There is no beginning of Allah, there is no end of Allah. He is since ever, he is forever. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born and he is going to die. That also they admitted, that there is one group of the Christians still today who believe that Isa alayhi salam will descend just as the Muslims believe. Close to Qiyamah he will descend and then he will have a natural death. So according to that, it's very possible that the Christians also have the same belief. So they accept it readily, yes, that is true, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in this world and he is going to die, a natural death. So he cannot be God. But in spite of that, they did not still bring Iman. And here a point of great note is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not tell them that according to your belief that Isa alayhi salam was crucified and that he died according to your belief. Because that is not the truth. Ma qataluhu wa ma salabuhu. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not killed. He was not put on the cross. Their belief is wrong. Isa alayhi salam was lifted up by Allah Ta'ala. And though it could be that you could put that argument according to your belief, but it's not the truth. So Allah kept the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pure from even stating that argument, which is not a fact, though they believe like that. But it is not a fact, and you can present that argument that according to your belief, according to your logic and reasoning this and this, but if it's not the truth, Allah kept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pure, not from talking and presenting that argument also. And they also, though they believed that Isa alayhi salam was crucified, but and had Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that point, then they had to admit that also. But it is a point which is not the truth. Isa alayhi salam was not crucified. He was not put on the cross. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not present that. And in all this, there are great lessons for us to learn how to cross-examine someone. And if we have to have a debate with somebody, how to go about handling that debate, not to become angry, not to shout and scream, etc., not to mock at the person you're debating with, not to belittle him, but presenting your argument, and pure argument, that person has got no reason, he has got nothing to stand on. He's got nothing whatsoever. So that was the second point that Isa alayhi salatu, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will die a natural death. And God does not die, he is forever. They had to admit that point also. But even on that, when hidayat is not written for a person, and that is when a person is not out to seek the truth. A person who just wants to argue because of his own, whatever reasons it might be, if a person wants the truth, then Allah opens the truth on a person. So in all matters, whenever a person is sincere and he wants the truth, Allah Ta'ala will guide him to the truth. But when a person is obstinate and he just wants to debate for the sake of debate, and no matter what the truth is, I want to prove my point. And even if I'm proved wrong, I will still stand on my point. That Allah doesn't open the heart for that person. So there are great lessons for us to learn here, and there are other points which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had presented to them, that also we will do as we go along, inshallah. Subhanallah.